Outlawing Criticisms of Darwinism. In December 2005, American Lincolnism staged its biggest coup. U.S. District Court Judge John E. Jones III permanently prohibited the Dover, Pennsylvania School District not only from teaching intelligent design, but also from requiring teachers to denigrate or disparage the scientific theory of evolution. By judicial fiat, Darwinism is now state science, at least in central Pennsylvania. All criticism of it in the public schools is discouraged under penalty of law. Lysenko would have been delighted. The United States, thank God, is very different from the former Soviet Union. Despite the hate America rhetoric spewed by some leftists, the FBI is not the KGB, and George W. Bush is not Joseph Stalin. Indeed, President Bush opposes the suppression of either Darwinism or intelligent design, and encourages free and open discussion of both. The breeding ground of American Lysenkoism is not the White House, but in publicly supported institutions that have been taken over by ruthless Darwinists and courtrooms that have been taken over by judicial megalomaniacs. The biology graduate student I spirited off to lunch in fall 2005 was not paranoid. He had good reason to fear for his career. Except for the obvious differences between our constitutional democracy and Stalin's brutal dictatorship, Dembski's comparison was justified. A critic of Darwinism in America today is in a position comparable to a critic of Lysenkoism in the former Soviet Union. Fear factor. I lost my job at George Mason University for teaching the problems with evolution. Lots of scientists question evolution, but they would lose their jobs if they spoke out. Carolyn Crocker, quoted in the Washington Post, February 5, 2006. A book you're not supposed to read. The Lysenko Effect, The Politics of Science, by Nils Roel Hansen, Amherst, New York, Humanity Books, 2005. Chapter 17, Scientific Revolution. Guess what? The controversy between Darwinism and intelligent design has the characteristics of major scientific revolutions in the past. Darwinists are losing power because they treat with contempt the very people on whom they depend the most, American taxpayers. The outcome of this scientific revolution will be decided by young people who have the courage to question dogmatism and follow the evidence wherever it leads. As a college geology student in the early 1960s, I breathed the air of scientific revolution. 5 decades earlier, Alfred Wegener had suggested that the continents were slowly drifting apart from what used to be a single landmass. Wegener's theory of continental drift was still controversial, but several of my professors defended it, and their graduate students were doing research that eventually led to its widespread acceptance. In the midst of the excitement, I read Thomas Kuhn's now famous book, The Structure of Scientific Revolutions.